Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beulah Fulman down Messina Way. Good morning to you, Beulah.
Good morning, LaVon.
Beulah, you have an annual event coming up on Saturday, and I'm just so looking forward to it. So tell us a time, place, and kind of what it is.
Okay, it's a salad and soup luncheon for $7. It will be held at the Commons at the middle school here in Messina. Yeah, the doors open at 10 o'clock, so you can view the tables. There are tables for all occasions, and I mean all occasions.
Yeah, there might even be a Halloween one in there, right?
Could
be. Yeah, okay.
We have had that, I think.
Yes.
And it begins. Serving begins at 11 o'clock.
And, you know, it's fun, I think, to come early, not only to see the tables. I mean, that's when you really see them, before anybody sits down and starts picking up their napkins, et cetera. But you get to visit with a lot of folks.
People you don't see every day.
Exactly. And it's just so fun to visit with everybody as well as see all of the lovely and interesting tables. How many years you been doing this, Beulah?
Well, I was trying to think this morning, and it must be close to 10.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And every year people come up with something a little unique. Maybe there's some people who get out those special Christmas dishes every year. I'm not sure. But whatever, the tables are always just fun and beautiful. Do you have one, Beulah? Do you have
yes.
a Yes, you were expected
we
to.
We went to Montana this summer, and I told my daughter I was completely out of ideas. I'd used up all my ideas. Well, she said, I have these blue granite plates, and you could use red bandanas for napkins.
Yeah.
My son-in-law came out with his spittoon. Huh. We're having a cowboy Christmas.
Hey, sounds like fun. Well, that, you know, that's just part of the fun, is to see that creativity. And, oh, Beulah, you know, you talk to somebody, you're never going to run out of ideas, because you're going to always be expected to do one, let me tell you.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. But
yes.
I do run out of ideas. And you don't want to just eat and run, because we have all kinds of door prizes.
Oh, do you have door prizes? I can't ever believe. You know, I've been there, I'm not sure how many years now. But you just keep drawing those numbers and names out and keep drawing them out, and you just have so many great door prizes. So who provides all the door prizes?
Who what?
Who provides?
Just the members.
Okay.
The Historical Society.
Uh-huh.
The Historical Society that's doing this.
Okay, yes. And so let's talk a bit about the Historical Society, because you're a busy group down there. What are you working on right now? Anything in the works?
Well, if you've been to Messina, you know we have the one-room schoolhouse and the old barbershop and the old gas station and, you know, old buildings. I think our next year is going to be spent on upkeep.
Ah.
Because the boards are rotting under the porch and the siding on the barbershop needs some attention. And, you know, it's covered with some old brick-looking kind of like shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get that anymore.
Oh.
Find something compatible that won't take away the old-timey feel. It's kind of difficult to keep them repaired and not take away the historical idea.
Right. And that's so important to carry that theme out that you just worked so hard on in Messina. And, you know, I know there are a few towns here and there that kind of the whole town is historic. But I think you have more downtown buildings that have been restored than any little town that I can think of in the area. So now, will all of those buildings be open during this soup and salad luncheon?
Doubt it, because we don't have heat in there. And that kind of makes a problem in the middle of the winter.
Yes, yes.
We are planning on to get a speaker for our 4th of July. That is in Messina this year.
Uh-huh.
We alternate with Fontenelle and Greenfield. And it will be from the Iowa Humanities and their individuals that portray different times in history. We haven't picked a definite one yet, but we have seen the man that portrays Grant Wood.
Uh-huh.
And one that does Peter Sarpy, who was the fur trader in Sarpy Cutter. And they're just really good.
Oh, yeah. When people do that, they really get into it. I mean, they don't just say, okay, I'm going to do this. They really, at least the ones that I've heard about, really look into all of the little nuances and really do a great job.
And there's some that sound very interesting. Excuse me. We haven't picked one yet, but that's in the works.
Uh-huh. Very good.
It will be a free program.
Excellent. And that will be, there'll be other things going on during 4th of July,
oh,
and that'll
yes,
just
the
be
parade and everything else. Uh-huh. We always have. Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's just like I say, it's just fun. If you haven't been to Messina, now is the time to go in terms of getting some good food and seeing some good friends. What are we having for lunch?
Well, it's soup and salad. There's four different kinds of soup and all kinds of salads, and it's just help yourself as many times as you want to go back.
And it's always interesting because your members bring the salads, and there's all kinds. Yeah, I always think it's interesting because there's usually some kind of main dish. There's usually some really pretty ones, probably some Jell-O, some fruit. You know, you have such a selection.
And we have crackers and nut breads too.
All right. Have you picked out the kinds of soup?
I think there's chili and wild rice, and I don't remember the other two.
Okay.
There's four different kinds.
But yes, with that many kinds, you're bound to find something you like, and they're bound to be good. You've got some great cooks there. So let's talk a little more about the Historical Society, Beulah. I'm sure you've been a member for a few years.
Yes, from the day one.
And so how many years has it been in existence?
Well, it all started when the Mormon Trail recreated the wagon trail. And I don't know how long that's been,
uh-huh.
20 years or more. And they asked a bunch of us to feed them. And so they paid us, and here we were with this money and didn't know what to do with it. And the Burroughs School come up for sale because they were going to demolish it if nobody would move it. So that was our beginning.
Good beginning.
We moved it to town, and then the lot we wanted to place it on had this gas station on it, which they were going to push in a hole if nobody bought it. So we ended up with two of them right away before we knew anything about what we were getting into.
You've never regretted it, though, have you?
No, not really. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes. And, again, a part of that is working together with all the folks you have there in Messina to get that done. I'm sure sometimes you go, oh, my goodness, you know, it's...
what are we doing?
Yes, yes. But the gas station, for instance, I don't know how many of those there are around. You know, you can go a lot of places and see schoolhouses.
Right.
But the old gas station, not so many. And let's see, I can't remember. In the summertime, can you go into the gas station?
Yes. There's not somebody there all the time, but there's a phone number on the window that you can call if you happen just to drop in and want to look at it.
Okay.
And the barbershop and the schoolhouse also. Or the grocery store, if you go down there, they'll call somebody to come and let you in, and we're always happy to show it off.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of be thinking ahead, folks, if you have people, especially if you haven't been there or you have company coming, it's a good trip to go to Messina to see those things. And it's a great experience for the kids. The schoolhouse, I think, you know, you've got the desk, you've got a lot of things going, yeah, this is the way it really was when you went to school.
We had a couple of teachers that brought their sixth graders down when they were studying Iowa history.
Uh-huh.
And then the second graders would come and spend a half a day there, pretend school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always fun.
Oh, absolutely. Good education for the kids. And do you meet on a regular basis? Does the Historical Society meet on a regular basis,
yes,
Beulah?
Yes, we meet once a month, uh-huh.
And you take members from places
Any
outside?
Place, anywhere, yes. We're open for everyone.
Okay. And I think you kind of have to be special to say, yes, we want to preserve some of these things. You mentioned the gas station was going to be pushed into a hole. Well, you know, that's for some people, it's just clean it up and get new.
Yes, yes. Put up a steel building.
Yes. So it does take...
with the barbershop, it was at a tax sale and it was in bad shape.
Uh-huh. So it takes people like you and others in the Historical Society to say, this is important. We need to maintain some of these things. So,
I hope we can get some young ones that feel
that way. Yeah, that's important too.
We need that too.
You bet. So to do that, one of your fundraisers is coming up on Saturday. So again, remind us of time, place, and cost.
It's December the 7th, 77, at the middle school here in Messina. The doors open at 10 to look at the table. Serving begins at 11. And it's $7. And, there will be cookie tins and candy also that you can buy.
All right. Take something home with you.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself or
nice
as a gift.
Too.
Absolutely. We want to thank you very much, Beulah Fulman from Messina, telling us about the soup and salad luncheon that's coming up this Saturday. And until next time, here's a thought. Savor the smiles and laughter of your children and your friends. There's nothing more important.